Okay. Okay. What I'd like to do is just to take care of a few loose ends and just to point out things and try to see as much as I can get accomplished here. Now, we spoke about this atakad, okay? Which was the word that the Rambam uses in the first few mitzvahs, correct? And the Hashem Elokecha and Shema Yisrael, correct? Okay. So I pointed out that the normal translation is emuna and kapo translates yidia. I also pointed out that lechera, you should say that kapo is right because the word that the Rambam uses when he uses the Mishneh Torah and in the Miyan HaKotzer, when he's writing in Hebrew, he says yidia. Okay? This is not a clear proof at all because the Rambam, as we know before, is thinking in Arabic, okay? And it might be a word similar to what he's using, but it doesn't necessarily mean that much, okay? And the Arabic word which he chose, the normal meaning is to be of an opinion, okay? And it doesn't necessarily mean or a belief or something like that, okay? It's a belief, okay? So then, you know, it becomes very strange, okay? On the other hand, the Rambam used a different word for emuna in both in mitzvah gimel, he uses in a different Arabic word, both in mitzvah gimel, and in mitzvah tes, okay? So the question is, what's going on over here, okay? So not only uses a different word, but he's referring to the same thing. He calls emunas hayichud, okay, both, or the emunas hadas in Sherish Gimel and in Sherish Tes, and he uses the word emuna, even though he used the word etakat. So to say that it means a pure philosophical understanding based on logic, the word emuna has no place. Okay? So you could have, a priori you'd want to have said, is that the Rambam is differentiating between the types of emuna, but it's also emuna, but it's what's called justified belief, and it's based on certain logical principles, but it's not the pure logic that actually could have proven something. So that would be very nice, okay? And then you can understand how the Rambam can flip back and say atakad, and at the same time refer back to yichud and munas hayichud in mitzvah tes and in gimel and without any problem. It's basically a muna, but here it's an emuna which is based on some logical principles, okay? Justified belief. The problem only with this is, okay, so this would be very nice, okay? The problem with this is that the Rambam in Moreh Nevuchim, when he's talking about Anoichi and how they understood things at Har Sinai, and he calls it Muskolos, it's difficult for me to imagine that you can comprehend a justified belief in terms of muskolos. Or maybe you can. And the claim that das, okay, the claim that the Rambam is translating das just from the Arabic, it falls off from Moreh Nevuchim also, because the Rambam says ato hores al das in his discussion of Moreh Nevuchim about this. And that's a Hebrew word, and it really is das. So you're basing somewhere in between pure logic and belief. And the question is how you can move in both directions, and the same issue becomes absolutely incredulous, to say the least. Because if it's emuna, then it's not muskolos. So what is it? Okay? I just want to tell you exactly where we stand. But the normal translation of the word atakat in the Arabic is more of an opinion, or maybe even a justified opinion, okay? Maybe you can move that far, but the question is, how do you get to Atoes Hadas? That's point number one. Okay? Okay. Now, point number two. Okay. Now, I'm not sure how much did I talk about Boisid book. I spoke about Boisid book, right? And I point, right?
A little bit.
Yeah, yeah. And did I point out the difference in that he seems, if you look at the psukim, the discussion, it's how you can be Dovak in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because it's Eish Oichla. Okay? So, the question you have to ask yourself, so what's he doing? You see, you would have said in Mishneh Torah, he's mentioning after, because this has a whole discussion of Lachta B'Drachob, there is a Boy Sid book, okay? So using the Chachamim as another way to be Dovak in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And v'achd b'drachov, and that's basically maaseim, and that's l'chay, that, and we understand the segue between perig vav v'ilchus. You say that teira, I mean, see, v'ilchus day is perig vav aloch aleph and aloch abeis. Okay. There are two issues over here which I'd like to discuss. Okay. Did we discuss the order, why the Rambam orders the mitzvahs in the way they order at all? Okay. So the question is, when he finishes mitzvah Zayin, which is Bishvot Tisha Veya, why does he go to Velachta B'drochov? Okay. 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 Well, you know, what did... So you could. What I want to tell you is, you can ask a different question. Why is it that Velachta B'drachah will both book two separate mitzvahs and minyan mitzvahs? It basically one inyan inyan atayra. So you can say, no, this is basically one inyan. Therefore, he brings it in now. Okay, but you know. So, but why is it two mitzvahs? Okay. So. If you say the nusach here in Minyan HaMitzvahs, it's not such a difficult question, because he says the purpose of the mitzvah is not only luma mimaaseyim, but also to understand the yisei de adas from them. Okay, he doesn't have that Mishneh Torah. But Mishneh Torah, it's mamish lach tudrochov, it's maaseyim, the ma'aseh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so I'm not sure if that's enough to break it, okay? So I want to tell you the following. So I think the answer over here is basically what's going on in Sherish Tess. If you remember, I told you in Sherish Tess that the Rambam has a diatribe about four different types of mitzvahs at the beginning of Sherish Tess. And I asked you, so what the heck? Why is it the Rambam is not trying to tell you the Kuti Dias Emes? Why does he put it at the beginning of Sherish Tess? So I said the pshat is that Lo Yitzri, you have two tzivuyim in the Torah, and they're one inyan in Inyanei HaTorah, but one is a deya and one is a pula. They're two separate mitzvahs, okay? And this is exactly what you have in Velachta B'drachov u'Boisid book, because Velachta B'drachov is midas, mahu nikol rachum afatei rachum. And you have over here, Ubay Sidbuk, the Rambam tells you to do various pu'ulais in order to mischabat the Chachamim. See, the purpose is the same. To somehow be, to Ubay Sidbuk, to do the Midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but one is through a Maaseh, and one is through Midas. So therefore the Rambam counts the two separate mitzvahs, and it basically is an extension. It basically is an extension of it basically Velachta B'drachah and Boisid book are basically the same. And he puts a Boisid book before because it's saying in the Pasuk. And therefore he does what he does. Okay? So okay now. So that is point two. Okay? Now point three. Okay? Point three. Now I want to get to Mitzvah Tess. Okay? Mitzvotes. HaMitzvot Shiyas. Hish Zivonu HaKiddush Hashem. Okay? The Mitzvah Kiddush Hashem. V'omroi v'nikdashti b'seich b'nei Yisrael. So, here, you could have said that you really don't understand that there's a mitzvah over here, because mikdashti the eskadesh, it's basically talking what's happening to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and to make it tziva over here is an amazing thing. It could be the Rambam is dealing with at the end that has two proofs that it's a mitzvah minyan mitzvah. Okay? The inyan zeis mitzvah, and what I want to focus on over here, okay, is to see what the Rambam is saying of minyan mitzvah, and to compare and contrast it to Mishnah Torah. Okay? The inyan zeis mitzvah, asher anachnu mitzuvim, lefasim he'emuna hazei swamitis. Here the word emuna is not the thing. Here he uses the das ho'emes. Okay? Okay? That's not right. That's what Kapach has. Can you just... Can I just borrow this? No, no, I'm okay. I'll just take this. Just 1 second. Das ho'emes. Okay, that's what he claims. The father das emes. Boilum barabim. Okay, ushalom lefake behezik shumazik. V'yapi shebo aleinu machriach goyvel vakech or olitz, whatever you want to call him. Okay, yivakech menu lichpo bo yisal lo nisho menu. Avol nimsa atzmenu lemisa. Okay. I don't know what he wants. Lomus behechled the kapach wants, but okay. Let me see. Okay. So, what's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is to say that I believe in the das ha'emes. Okay, and I'm ready to immerse the nefesh on it. It's a question about kfira. Okay. If you notice in this whole section, a long diatribe, and there's a drush in the middle, which I have no clue of why he's making this drush, okay? But it's only, he doesn't mention at all what are the averis of Yehog Vayavo, okay? He's just talking about kfir, correct? Then he ends an amazing, amazing sentence. V'lo nat ehu, see, here's also an amazing thing. It's not only we shouldn't be kofer, but the goy shouldn't have the impression that we are kofer. And even though it's the love, as Echad Levocha pointed out, that he pointed out the following, that here, even with Zamaris Ayin, that we were kefir, that's also an issue, and a chiyuv mesiris nefesh. The guy shouldn't have the impression. Okay? It's not a question of chayim avera over here, it's a question of kfirah. And a question of a tzela kfila that the guy should understand when that kaifa, correct? That's what he did over here. You did not find that in Mishnah Torah. Okay? This, I thought, was based on the Shiltos, because the Shiltos talks about in Membeis, V'yafilu mitzvah kala Yehog v'yavo, my mitzvah kala, Oma Rabba v'yitzch, Oma Rab, afil akas of the Messanas. We know shulais is changing shulais, not changing the shulais. That's not the pshat according to shulais. Afilu hod the isad rabbonon he, my pirusha kli Oma rabbonon nispazu loy mos the gemara of the Zohar, mipnei b'fnei avodah zarah lo yasuach v'yitlom. You shouldn't bend down and pick up the moles. Mibnei shenir k'mishtach avodah zarah. Nichnas l'kaitz b'ragel v'fnei avodah zarah lo yasuach v'yitlenu mibnei shenir k'mishtach avodah zarah. Okay. Kagoyin elu doime hatoras alke de misana de mishasa smari misana zay Yisrael. That's what Aksa Misana is. But the Ram is going further. The Shiltos is learning it's a drabonon of Marisayan. Here there was no drabon, there was nothing. The guy should not have that impression. That's the opposite of the Misana. Okay? Let's learn that tale. Now, however, Mishnah Torah, there's no Gimel Averis, right? There's no Nateo. Mishnah Torah, the Rambam says, in Perik HaLoch Aleph, Kol Beis Yisrael, Mitzvah Makinus Hashem HaGodol Azeh, Shenem Mekdash Bruchs in Yisrael, Masirin, Shelo Yichalu, Lo Yichalu, Shenem Lo Yichalu, Shen Kochi, Ketzad. And the Rambam is an equation. Ketzad, Kshiyamid, Oyvid, Avod, Agoy, V'yanis, Es Yisrael, Lavo, Alachas, and Kol Mitzvah, Muz, Matero, O Yagenu, O Yavo, O Yagenu, V'al Ye Oreg. The question is, he says, but it be called Mitzvah Muz Matero, O Yagenu, Yavo V'al Ye Oreg. Shenema, B'mitzvahs, Asheyasa Isam, Odom V'chaibu, and V'chaibu M'loshir Musmer, V'meis L'ova Isam is Chaibu Nafshe. So this is mamish crazy. He starts off a discussion of Mikdashi about a case where he says you shouldn't get killed. He flips it around. And then he talks about the second case. Ketzad? That's Ketzad? Hayim Kain the Mitzvah? Okay. So I want to tell you something like this. The Ram learns is the Ketzad is explaining how you mekayim the mitzvah of Mikdash Pesach Bnei Yisrael. And the mitzvah of Mikdash Bnei Yisrael is to be noyeg according to Dini HaTorah B'Mokom Anas. And fakir, if the din is Yavo Avayoreg, and he does that, that's the Kiddush Hashem. He's supposed to do according to Dini HaTorah. And if he doesn't do it, not only is not Mekayim the Kiddush Hashem, he's Mekayim the Schayim Benafshe. If he's Yavo, if he's Yorg Vayavo, when he should be there. That's the Rambam's thought. Oh, that's all. So this, if you start thinking about it, is very different than what's going on over here. Here, the mitzvah is that you shouldn't have any tzel of a suffering, the Mekayfa in Das Yehudis. Okay? And there is that you should be noyeg according to Mitzvah Torah when it comes to an anus. Okay, we'll see about this more. We see clear again and again. Then he goes like this in Halacha Hey. Noshim she'omru lehem oivir chobim tnu lo no achas mikan miken v'nit metame oisa v'im lav netame es kulchen. Yitamu kulun, v'ayimisalehem nefesh Yisrael. V'chein im omu lehem oivir chobim goyim. Tnu lo no echod mikem v'nargeil, v'im lav lo nargeil, yor v'al yal, yor kulun. V'im yichtu gvoch bichu. So what is this? This is also this dinim of Mesira, and the dinim Mesira work like this, and this is the way the Torah tells you to do it. And if you're kulam nerogim, it's Kiddush Hashem. And if it's Keshim Mebichri, Chayon Lekoy Bechol, Yo, Kulam, Vibichdu Lehem, Vroma Tnuno, Ploni, Nagas Kulchem, Ohoye Mechuy Misa Keshim Mebichri, Yitnu Lehem. The Ein Murin Lehem Lechatchilo, so the question is, why not? But that's the Gemara Yosham. Vim Ein Ochay Misa, Yo, Kulam, Yayim Misa Lehem Nefesh Yachaz Yisrael. Then, this is like this. And the question is, this can never be. You can't imagine over here Minyan HaMitzvahs.
halacha vav.
Ki inyan shomu ba'insin, kach omu b'chaloyim. What does Yichaloyev do with kfira? It's in all situations of sakona, you have to be noyked din atera. And this is what the Torah says in Chaloyim. Kein shomu ba'insin, kach omu b'chaloyim. Keitz amisha cholav not alomus, v'omu reif mishu ufuasa b'dova b'lau ploni, me'isulin, chebisulin, shebatera oisin, u'misrach b'chol isulin shebatera, b'mok b'sakon, chus mevo d'zoro, gila, shiraz dom, v'chule. So the same type of thing. And if you do what you're supposed to do, it's Kiddush Hashem. So you see, the Rambam, it's boro that the Rambam Mishneh Torah is a whole different approach. And now you understand yourself why the Rambam doesn't have Nateu. Okay? Because Nateu, that's the issue. If it's Kfira, then Nateu makes sense. But the issue is that Kfira. So, the Dini Ateu, so whatever the Dini Ateu are, that's what they are. Okay, now.
It's hard to understand why observing these mitzvahs is Kiddush Hashem supposed to be putting on tefillin.
No, because it's barabim that even a situation I'm supposed to. Again, what?
Anytime you do a mitzvah, it's Kiddush Hashem. What's Kiddush Hashem? You're doing the makom ones, I'm mekayim din Torah. Or stop mekayim din Torah.
No, but makom, what do you mean? But makom sakana. I observe b'mokum sakana, no matter what the situation in my life, the situation of life-threatening situation, I do the way the Torah prescribed me to do. That's the chaloyim, and that's all these cases. That's what he's saying. In a life-threatening situation, I have to do according to the Dinei Torah. And doing that is niktad, that's the dusha. The person, even in a life-threatening situation, his whole focus is the Rabbi Nishan. Okay.
Why is that a tanai in the rest of the mitzvah? Like, why is that a separate mitzvah per se? It's a tanai. A tanai in how a person does a mitzvah in different situations.
I don't understand.
Why should it be an extra mitzvah? If it's just in this situation, this is what he's mechayev to do, or he's not mechayev to do. He's mechayev not to do it.
See, you have to go back and forth. You have to ask yourself, what would be the din? You see, I'm not sure how difficult that is. You have to understand how V'chai Bohem works out with Midikdash B'Seif B'nei Yisrael, and I could dissect that itself as a whole different shir. And whether basically every mitzvah is Yehovah Yavo, it's the het of Mechaibah, and that's what Rambam seems to say. Because Mechaibah, everything should have been Yehovah Yavo. The question, why should it be Yehovah Yavo? It's only because Mikdash B'Seif B'nei Yisrael. So I'm not sure if you're correct in that. And that's what Rambam is presenting it. Because Rambam is presenting, even for those, had it not been, it's not like Tesis, and I'm not getting involved in this, and Machlokes Rishonim about this. Tesis in Sanhedrin, the sugi from Ben Noyach in Mechuyev Kiddush Hashem, Tosfos seems to say that basically you don't need a svara to tell you that you should over mitzvah, you should over, and per se also without v'chai b'hem. But the Rambam is seriously v'chai b'hem, and so is Rashi. Okay, next. Not only that, there's a very interesting phenomenon going on over here. If you look at Mitzvahs Loisase Samach Gimel over here, you'll find a very interesting thing. The Rambam introduces the love of Chil Hashem, okay? Okay? So the Ram starts out in the way you would expect it to. Samo Gimel Ashor Shizhanu Al Chil Hashem V'hu hefech kiddush Hashem. She'onu mitzuvim boy, asher kodem bi'ur b'tchiyis mi mitzvah saseh, the ninth mitzvah, correct? V'hu amro yis'al l'ischalas eshen kochi. V'hom zechach, okay. So now, you're basically okay. Correct? And he didn't have to say anything more. Correct? He introduces new categories in the Lav, which he never said in Asseh. The Asseh is all about Kfirah. Correct? There's nothing else about Kfirah. So look at this. He introduces the first case, Achilik HaKloli, Shekol Mi, Shedoshu Imenu Lav, Ola Achaz Mikol Mitzvah Shemshas Hashmad, Voyanis Mitzcham Lahavir, Mitzkalaz Mitzchamurus, O Mi Shedoshu Lav, Ola Vodizor, Gil Arayis, Ashiraz Domim, Vafil Shalabesh Hashmad, How is a Chayv Limso Nefesh, V'yohor v'lo yavo. K'mo shibi'anam b'tshiyis mitzizu. Mitzah say. V'im ova v'lo ne'rag, hari zechilas Hashem, v'ova alav ze. Okay? V'im hoyim hadob barabim, k'loim ha'maymin, aso b'Yisrael, hari zechilas Hashem barabim. Okay?
What's k'mo shibi'anam
b'tshiyis? Where?
K'mo shibi'anam b'tshiyis, but how did he didn't talk about these categories.
No, he said he's chayiv, yeah, but you see. The important thing over here in Samach Gimel, okay, he only has it one way. He's talking about only in the Gimel Mitzvahs, okay? He doesn't have the case, the way the Rambam starts out in Mishneh Torah, the Ketzad, that in the case where he's not Mechuyev, you're correct. He hasn't explained, he talks about Avodah Zarah and Kfira, okay? And where he gets Shvichas Dom and Gil Arayis and why it's assumed and why that should go into Kfir, we don't know, okay? To be honest, the problem, my problem, I'm not here, I think when we deal with Samach Gimel, we have to explain Bi'anu, but it's clear over here that it's only one way, correct? Right? Now, let's go further. Okay? Now it goes like this. Then he says, how is it? Then he says, Losh Sifro, huh? Losh Sifro, B'nois Zal Mizal Amolech, Vasati anias pone bishahu omru hahu v'leoynis v'leshegu v'lemuta. So he's learning that peculiar din by Avodah Zarah is taka the hetter over here. that's the matter. It's not the you learn out from moilich ota. That's the matter from moilich. It's not the oynis to call it to kula. It's a separate parasha from moilich, as they state in Rambam. Omru hahu v'leoynis v'leshegu v'lemuta, and that's the guy over here in Litzleis Samach Gimel. Hine is boyer lecho she'iver abodizor, but inis enu chayiv kores for kol shkem misses bezin. Avol ova achil Hashem. Okay, avol achil Hashem. It's a lab loischal Hashem kochi. V'chilek Hasheni, which he doesn't have in mitzvah tes, which he has in Mishneh Torah. She'gam hu kloli she'yase odem avera she'ein bo taiva v'lehano elamare b'maisav hazilzo v'efkerus. How is gam ze mechal shem shemayim v'sefik malchus? V'sefik malchus. Okay, that's an interesting thing. L'firu oma v'loy sishov v'shvil ha'shoker v'chal t'shem elokecha. L'fi sheze mara al azuzo b'tzivu hazeh v'ein hano gufanis v'achelik hazeh sh'al v'achelik sh'al yechidin hu sh'ase odom yedua b'chassidus. This is it, correct? Right? So there's no mention of this in mitzvah test, correct? Because the mitzvah is about kfira, not teyu. Okay? The only question is, it's the hefech. But, you know, he's not presenting a hefech. Okay? However, Mishneh Torah, you look over here in Mishneh Torah, in Perek Hei, Halacha Yud Aleph, Kol Ohevim Midaitei, B'loyoynes, Hei, if you say that Torah. Al Achas Mikol Mitzvah Samuiz Batero, B'shot B'nefesh L'hachis, How is it Mechalas Hashem? V'chein, Kol ha'perish me'avera, im osa mitzvah, v'loi mipnei dovish v'loi, v'loi pochad, v'loi yil, v'loi vakish kovoid, ela mipnei ha'beri bochu, k'minias yesav atzadik atzma mish, me'eshes rabo, ha'izim me'kadosh Hashem. Not doing it is a kiddush Hashem. Okay. V'yesh dvorim achim shem b'chachil Hashem v'ushias odm gadol. And if he does something special, v'yavah pishin aveiras haliz echilas Hashem. Okay. V'chein im diktek achochem al atzmoi v'hoye dibur benachas im abriyas v'daitim murevis imohem u'mekabelis v'sev upon him yofois v'ne'elav mehem v'eno olvon mechabed lohen v'enam v'afilu l'mekilin loy. See, it has both ways. That's the Mishnah Torah. It's not over here. So then I say there's no mokum then for lo nateu, and that's why lo nateu is not Mishnah Torah. Look, this is a whole new interesting take on things. Okay? Now, I'm not getting involved over here. There's a drasha here in the middle about that the Aveira and whatever it is and Michal, you know, the Kagoin. It's not, you have to be very careful. The proper translation over here is not this is the only case, but it's Kagoin Zeh. That's the mitzvah Kiddush Hashem. He says, Yevach v'hoi roi, v'hoi roi shifusim ha'yichud v'gila barabim be'es ahi. And he says, he says before, "V'hoyis bezu chelp gedolah al Yisrael shenedro of the hamitzvah zeis mikulam." V'lo hoyis shom mekayim o Yisrael v'poch dakov v'nutstavsa mitzvah zu el lemayim and agod lazeh, which is very strange. You don't know what he means. V'ein chovis, that's a kapach, so v'ein chovis mitzvah, that's a much better thing. No, that stavsa is a little bit, you know, is a little odd. And, second. See, you have to know, you have to see the amal, I don't see, you have to see how he gets, no, that stavsa, this translation. I would say, go the ein chovis mitzvah zu.
Ella is still a problem, right?
Yeah, Ella lemaimed here is but there's another word kigain. There's a very important word missing, kigain maimed. Okay, that's a very important thing. The way it is now is impossible. Okay, shepoch yimer olam kuloi voye boy roi shifusim ayichod begila barabim. You see, the more he does this, the more you see that this is like the icing on the cake, that this is not Mishnah Torah, okay? Then he says, and this is what the Pasuk Chapas Yisrael, and this is what Yeshaya is talking about, b'chule b'chule, okay? Then afterwards, he does two things, okay? Okay? So this is what we have. And then he says, Loshen Sifro, Amanas Kach. Loshen Sifro, Amnas kach, hotzesi eschem eretz Mitzrayim. Amnas shenistach niskachu shmi b'ram. See here again, you see the same thing you see in mitzvah beis. Amnas kein is a ray doch that it's a mitzvah. Okay. Correct? So here becomes a little bit strange, okay? Then he goes on. This is the Gemara Sanhedrin, Omru. Ben Noyach Mitzuva Kiddush Hashem or Eino Mitzuva Kiddush Hashem? Toshma, Mitzvah Stavu Ben Noyach Vi Shem Mitzvah Ben Noyach Vi Misa Tman Yahavu. Okay? He's calling it Gemara, correct? There's eight. So this is a very odd thing, okay, just before you start, okay? The question is, even if there would have been a Benoich Netzava on it, okay, do we know that the Bnei Zayin Mitzmeinoch at Tzivuyim, and that the fact that it would be an eighth, there would be a mitzvah, a very strange raya in the Rambam to say such a thing, if you understand yourself, okay? But that's his raya.
Is the getter of mitzvahs of Tayag is equal to the getter of...
But really, we don't know that's true at all, because we don't find it tzivu in Torah Shebiksav about that. The only the Ram says, and Peri Tessa Lochav, Chishan Vorm, Nistavo, and Rishon, Avo the Zor, Vachule, Vachule, Afa P, Shakul, and Kabbalah, Biodain, and Moshe Rabbeinu, Vadas Neutelhen, Michlal, Divretera, Yire, Shaal Eilu, Nistavo. It's only Michlal. It would not be enough for a mitzvah minyan mitzvahs. Okay? So this is very odd. Then let me ask you another question, okay? Since the Ram is learning the Sifra, is a Pirush Makub from Moshe Rabbeinu, that the Matik Yashmua said that Ramanas Yotzeis Mitzrayim, that Gufa is Machayev Kiddush Hashem. So you understand yourself, by definition, that's only Israel. It's not anything else. So how could it be? How could the Gemara ask a question in context of that? Okay? That's a reasonable horror, correct? Mitzvayut. Let's go on, okay? V'mitzvah asiris. He should zivonu likol kriyishma kol yoy alvis v'shachris. Okay? Shachris is the beginning of the day, whatever it is. Okay. Not half a day, not Lila. It might be alvis, might be Lila, but the shachris is not the whole day. Okay? Now, the mitzvah in Rambam, if you remember, there's a mitzvah of Yichud Hashem, mitzvah Beis. So Yichud Hashem and Kriyat Shema Cholok Betzim Yisaydinoi. The Rambam, if you read the Rambam Mishneh Teiri, you look at it carefully, it's part of the Pirush Mishnayis also. All you need is Kavonis Kriya. The Machavit is Kavonis Kriya. You see, the way the Yireim presents it, Kriyat Shema and Yichud Hashem merge into one mitzvah. According to Rambam, it's two separate things. Kriyat Shema is a Pashat the Kriya. It's a mitzvah samira, and it's pamayim b'yoyim, and the and noshim aptuos, and yichah Hashem noshim achayobos. Okay, this is a whole different story. And therefore, the Rambam put kriyishma and sefer avo, because it's a mitzvah tmidus, whatever the Rambam has, and Yichud Hashem is in Sefer, and Sefer Mada, and you say they're Tera. It's two separate things, b'chlam. Correct? Now, I just want to tell you, the Rambam is done after he introduced, why does he introduce Kiddush Hashem in Tess? Because Kiddush Hashem is the hemshich of Avo and Yichud, because that's the Ram says that you demonstrate in Kiddush Hashem Avosoi v'Yichudoi, and you understand the mitzvah Gfira, and that's what it is Avosoi v'Yichudoi. That's what he says over here. He says, Beard, Messias, Nafshenu, Lomus, Biaroines, or Anus, Al Voso Yis Ale, Vemunus Yehuda. And here, it's Hermunus Yehuda. It's not the Yedias Yehuda, it's the Hermunus Yehuda. So you have to put Yichud together with Amun. You can't, you can't deny it. Okay? Now, okay? So this, now he goes back and he's finished off two mitzvahs which he had at the beginning. Avosa Yirase, okay? Now, in Kriya Shema, he's starting a new section, okay? Because Kriya Shema is tangentially Yichud, but it's not Yichud B'chal. It's the same Pasuk, okay? And now he deals with all the mitzvahs which are in the parashas of Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema, Talmudai, Vishinant and Levonecho. We'll go through them. We'll see. Tfilin Shogosh, Tfilin Shoyad, Tzitzis, and Mezuzah. And that's the Seder. Kriya Shema. Okay? Whether he picked Kriya Shema over here because of the tangential relationship to Yichud, we have to know. Okay? But that's me starting with Kriya Shema. He says, "Ivona liko Kriya Shema b'chol yoyim shachris alves v'shachris v'om yom yisala v'dibalta bom b'shiftcha v'veisechon v'chule." Here, the v'chule is very important. I'm not sure if in the text of Chaim Heller was there, okay? But here it's very important because he's referring to v'shach b'chol kumecha, correct? Because otherwise, you don't know that the mitzvah is alves v'shachris. But Dibalta Bom is referring to Kriya Shema, not Torah. Okay? And also tell you something. If Kriya Shema is the Rabbonon, okay, according to the Rambam, so the portion is the Mitzvah Yichud. According to the Reim, if Kriya Shema is the Rabbonon, there's no Mitzvah Yichud. Okay? And the Bahag, okay, because the Bahag doesn't have. Okay, next. Okay. And then those that, for example, the Sifri in Veschan, Vidibata Masei Ika. Asim Ika, Vyatasim Tfele, Shaloy Maso Matront Ela Bohem, Shaloy Tarev Bohem, Dvorim Achim Kiploni. Okay, so it's referring to Torah. So Chere, that Sifri is going according to the Madioma Krishma Drabonon, I assume. That's what I would assume. Okay? Ukva is Bohem Mishple Mitzazu, Mesechus Brochus. Okay? Good. That I want to tell you in general. That it could be that he's telling you where it is because the Ram learns Tayag Mitzvahs when them are called Sel Potasel. Okay, so he tells you that the Klol and the Teresh Vapeh are found in different Mesechtas. And he tells you where each one is. But then it becomes a little strange because the first Mitzvahs, there's nothing there. He doesn't tell you where it is. Okay? His boy, Bisham, his boy, the Krishma the Rice. I don't know if the Krishma the Rice is according to one man the Yom, but that's the Gemara, okay? Veloshin the Tisefta. Kishem Shedit the Torah, Keva the Krishma, Kach Nitna Chachomim, Zman the Tfila. Kloima, Shizmani at Tfila Eno Min HaTera. Omnom, Chobes at Tfila Atzma Min HaTera. Kamo Shibiyamu. So this is Mamish crazy. He's quoting the middle of Mitzvah Krishma. And he's telling you Shtikl Torah about Tefillah. Okay? So I don't know. I saw they quote from Rebbe something. I'm not sure, you know, when he said it, how he said it. But I think the Pshat over here is Poshet. Okay? Because the Raya is a Poshet the Raya. It says Torah, Shenitna Torah, Keva, the Kriyishma. Okay? We don't know how the Mandiyom is going to say Kriyishma, the Rabban is going to interpret that. Correct? So he says, but he quotes, leave out the second half of the quote because otherwise the first quote wouldn't make any sense. He couldn't say Kishem Shed Nitna Torah Kishem Shed Nitna Torah Keva the Kriyishma and stop, right? So he's mentioning the other Kach Nitna Chacham Isman the Tefillah. Oh, so it means L'Chayot Tefillah Zohar, but it's a Kashem what he said before. So he's mentioning it's a Maima Musga. It's nothing to do with anything. It's a separate Maima Musga to try to explain that you shouldn't ask a Kashem. And there's no reason to quote Hilchos Tefillah. There's nothing to do in the Mitzvah Tefillah Mitzvah Hay. Correct? Okay, next. V'chachomim Sidu Tiknu Zorazmanim Vuin Omo Tfilis Ovis Tfilis Kenegatuni Tiknu and Tminim Tiknu Kenegatuni Tiknu Kumo Kloima Tiknu Zmaneo Bismanea Krova Mitzazu and Noshikaya Vislo. The Seder? Right? That's Kriyishma, correct? Tfila Vechayiv, it doesn't say over there that they're not Chayiv. Okay? Yud Aleph. Vamitzvah Achas Eschei. Hichitzivonu lumoit chokhmas hateira. Chokhmas hateira ulalamda. Lumoit alamda. Vizeo shiniko talmuteira. Vu omroi vishinantum levonecho. So it's very strange. The positive vishinantum levonecho. Okay. Is referring to teira. Vidibarta bo is kriyishma. Voloshin sifri, vishinant levonecho, elo talmidim. Chera tamoitzi b'chol mokrim, shal talmidim kuyim bonim. Shenema, v'yotzu b'nei hanavim. Okay? It's a very interesting thing, but that's what it is. V'shom nema, vishinant v'shiyu b'chudodim b'seich picho, k'sh'odim sh'ol l'chodovo, lo'y tehei megamgeim lo'y. Elo oim aloi miyad. Okay. So the question, what does he want here? What is he being moisif? So, l'cheira, the two separate parts, because he says the mitzvah is l'lmoid u'l'lamdo. L'lamdo is the Vishinantum levonecha is talmidim. The question, you can interpret Vishinantum in two ways. Is Vishinantum by itself with the chudad beficha? And then there's also Vishinantum levonecha. Correct? That's lumoid from the same lumoid that Sivui is lumoid at chokhmas atel lamdo. The Rambam uses, whether this only translation of the Arabic, the Rambam uses this expression where it's a proper translation we have to know, the Alam al-Sharia, where it's Chochmas HaTeir, I assume it's something like that. He uses it in Minyan HaMitzvahs in Lois HaSeir Reish Pei Dalad, Lav Limnois Dain Shein HaHogun, Aval Lo Yabit B'Menuyei HaTeir Zulis L'Chritzo Ish B'Chochmas HaTeir. And then you have in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Per Gimel Lachaches, Kol Sanhedrin Oy Melech, Shemidu Dain Li Yisrael Sheino Hogun Vi Eino Chochum Chochum Zateira. Roy Elias Dain. You see, it is the Meila for Chochum Chochum Zateira. And also in Per Beis Alocha Aleph is Sanhedrin. So the question is, what is the one with Chochum Zateira? So is he referring to the Gemara Brachos Vav Mebeis Omarova Agad Deshmaita Svara? That's what the Yireim seems to say, that the Svara is something special in Talmud Torah. In Reish Nun Dalad, or the Tfus Yosri Chof Hei, Ushlish Yovin V'yaskil Achris Dov Merishisa V'yoytze Dov Midova V'yid Yidame Dov L'dova V'yovin Midas Shatero Nidreshet Mohen Ad Shiyeda Heichu Ikra Midas V'heich Yoytze Isa V'amuta Also, Vamuta creates Ben Midvorim Shalom and Piashmur. Vein Zer Nikol Gemor. That's what the Reim learns. So maybe it's Reim. Or maybe the Rambam is talking about something else. The Rambam is learning that you couldn't imagine the Torah is only Niknas, the Keser Torah is only Nikol Amelis Batera. And you couldn't imagine that you needed Amelis Batera for Keser Torah unless the mitzvah is Chochmas Atera. Because what do you need Amelis for? Maybe Keser Torah is something else. The Rambam says Mefurish in Perek Gimel that the mitzvah of Keser Torah is a shu'un in Talmud Torah. Perek Gimel Lachavov, Misha Nosna Libu Lekayim Mitzvah Zay Kiroi Lios Mukta Keser Torah Lo Yisir Daita V'chule Ubeteira Ato Omer. It's a shu'un in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So that's what Chochmas HaTeira. That's what I would tell you. Therefore, and since they have Mishinantam, these two things, the Gemara can have a relationship and say that the Gemara says, Lumoid, the Chavtes, Lalamde Teira, Menon, the Chsim, Lamate Moisam as Benechem, Vehechad, Agbure, Avua, Machaivil, Milnashi, the Chsim, Limartem. Ihi, Menon, the Machaivo, the Chsim, Limartem, Vlomartem. For Koshi, Mitsuva Lumoid, Mitsuva Lamed. Koshi, Mitsuva Lumoid, Mitsuva Lamed. So what type of. And that's what the Ram says. Noshim perik aleph v'chus talmud teira aloch aleph noshim avodim ketanim tur mitalmud teira. Okay, avol kotan oviv chayv melamdei. Okay, ve'enu ish chayv is a lamed b'no. She could have been not mochiv talmud teira. She could be chayv lamed b'no. But it's a relationship. It's only lechayv because it's the same pasuk. The Gemara learns that afuli marit and the Ram learns a v'shinanto. Okay, now. Then it says Kvar Nichbo. Okay, good. Kvar Nichbo, he has Lamartem Vasisem, Lamanyumadu. Each one of these is very interesting. Especially Lamanyumadu, that you can have a Tzivui, which is really a Tam. And it's a Tam for Hakel and Riyah. And all the Dinah for Riyah. And the Ram quotes by Riyah, and it's a Tzivui. Okay? The Ram Mishneh Torah does not quote this as a Kefo. Okay? And Lamartim Vasisim is also very interesting because learn out from that, the Ram learns that a person wasn't taught, he has to learn. So it should be Kefal Hashem Din. I don't know if he's working that way over here because Kefal Hashem is not called a Kefal over here. Okay, now we have over here Yud Beis and Yud Gimel. Okay? Yud Dalid and Tesvav. And the Ram calls the mitzvah Amal. He looks at each one of them. It's the Asiya. It's not the way it's translated over here. You look at Yud Beis, Hatzimish Navino Be'aman, the Ba'amal Tfilin. The Amal of Tfilin, Shogosh. The Amal of Tfilin, Shalyad. The Amal of Tzitzis. The Amal of Mezuzah. Okay? So here's an amazing thing. Amo means like a maisa, okay? But it's very different. Or the maisa in the Ram has, if you remember Shoshid Beis, there was Samach Gimel, I think Samach Gimel, Samach Dalet, Samach Hei, Samach Vav, Samach Zion, is also maisa. Samach Gimel, but here he has a different word, Santiana, okay? A different word for maisa. Here in Samach Gimel, it's referring to Maisa, a serious, a mitzvah which has a serious to it. It's like it's like the Seid HaKrova of oil or the Seid HaKrova Chatos. Here, that's what we're talking about, okay? The question is the issue over here an issue of Shoresh Yud, where you're talking about Akdomos, okay? Where you're talking, about the Asiyah, the Ksivus of Mezuzah. Okay? But the Ram doesn't mention any of these in Sherish Yud. So I would have told you a priori what's happening over here. And you notice it's just the opposite. Because you look in V'yoslehem Tzitzis and Uchsavtama Mezuz Beseth Lisha, or the Tzivu in the Teira is on the Hakdoma, not in the mitzvah itself. And it's only a separate shtickle tale. The Ram quotes in Uchas Brachis and the Gemara Menachis, really, that you mevorach on the Gemara Mitzvasa. See, here it's not at all. And this is why the mitzvah is called the Amo, because the Asiyah is really mamish part of Gufa Mitzvah. Here it's different than Sukkah. Because in Sukkah, you have the Torah says to make the Sukkah, and the Torah says to sit in the Sukkah. Okay? And then you have, go Yenitziv, you know, Nishmal Vatz, the mitzvah the Ram has, that the Sholasei Sukkah, okay. But here it's much more. Here the Hochefs of the mitzvah in Tereshev Iksav is referring to the Asi itself. And it's only Mishtikl Teira, the Ki'ilu, you only finish the mitzvah. I thought you need this, the Levisha. You need the Kfiyas Mezuzah. Correct? So this is the Amal over here. And it's all, he puts them all together. Amal, 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 Amal. He puts Talmud Torah before, and then the four mitzvah of Amal. Okay? Now it's interesting over here. First of all, in Tefillin, we have no clue what's going on over here. Because the Torah only says, Ukshaltem, V'hoyle Totofos. It's Taka mentioned four times, the Rambam says. But we don't know where the Amal came from. It is true that the Rambam puts Asiyas Tefillin in Hilchos Brochis over there when he talks about you only make a broch on Gemara Asiyasin on the Anocha. But all the dinim of the Asiyas Tefillin are only Torah Shabbat Peh. They're not in Torah Shabbat Ksav at all. In Perik, that's the Rambam Perik Alvul Hilchos Tefillin. Asoh Dvorim Yesh B'Tefillin Kulam Alachol Hamri Sinai. Kulam Akvin. So it couldn't be a mitzvah. It's only Alachol Hamri Sinai. So you don't have to have a discussion about it. Whatever do with here, correct? Also interesting, in Minyan HaKotzer and the Prote Mitzvahs, the only one that is left over is Tzitzis. Because in Minyan HaKotzer, he talks about a mitzvah. He says like this. Mina kotz asay lamedalid lasi sitzis shenem vosalem sitzis and potia mitzis mitzah say achas vilasi sitz al kanfik haksus. However, both in Mina kotzer and in Mishneh Torah, when it comes to tefillin and mezuzah, it's kfir and there's no mention of anything, even though the pasuk is uchsavtam. It's very interesting. Okay. This is complete, no mention of this in Mishneh Torah. Here it's a big deal, okay? Now, you should just know that he might have been a contrast over here because the Rambam, L'chayr, is saying by Tefillin, not like the Rivosh. I think we mentioned the Rivosh in Sheri Shid Aleph, that the Rivosh says that the Ma'is Anocha of Tefillin Shiyad and Tefillin Shiresh is different. The Rambam's learning, if you look over here, at the end of Mitzvah Yud Gimel, he has a discussion why Tefillin Shalosh and Tefillin Shiyad are different. It's because the Chachmei HaMeseira told us that it's two mitzvahs. She Tefillin Shalosh and Shiyad, man the less leishtei mitzvahs chad lo liyoved. Okay? The same way Tzitzis, it's just the opposite right after, because it sits as the Matik Yashmur said that it's two. Okay? There's one other odd phrase over here. In Halacha in Mitzvah Yud Gimel, he says Al Biyoy Shteim Lefonov Yachad Lo Yaniach Echod Mehem Bilti Yoache Al Biyoy Say Shteim Lefonov Yachad. This you look in Madua Kamo, you see Kapach's thing. Madua Basra, there's nothing there. He says, "Avot Tefillin Shiyad v'Shalosh, Heim Shtei Mitzvos Kol Shebiralnu Ezeh B'Sifreinu B'Minyan HaMitzvos. U'Lefikach Kol Zman She'Niach Echad Mehen Kolim V'Shalosh Shel Havi Zekim Mitzvah V'Yotzer." Period. Okay, but he has a discussion over there that you need both of them in order to put on one. But the Rambam says, "Madu Kam Hashem Yifsha." Okay, so I say, "No. It could be that's Pshat. It could be you say L'Pchist applies to Tefillin." Okay. He doesn't have it in Mishneh Torah, okay? But what does it do with Minyan HaMitzvahs? Why should you define a mitzvah because of Shema Yivsha? That's the definition of mitzvah? That borders on you know, I don't know. You know, it's something impossible. In other words, even if you accept the Madua Kama, this doesn't make any sense. Okay. I did Tesvav. We did basically did everything until Tesvav, correct? So Mitz Hashem Blineda Thursday next week, because I'm be out of the country, okay?